Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2420, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you do send one in, and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a PDF version. Now, what's the easiest way to send in a question? Email it to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Jessica writes, I'm wondering about plant-based omega-3 sources and how they compare to fish in terms of heart health. Also, what serving sizes of a vegan source are recommended? Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Jessica. You're correct that there are some plant-based sources of omega-3 fats. So instead of getting our omega-3 fats from fish like salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, halibut, or trout, maybe we can get them from walnuts, flax seeds, or even algae. But with plant-based sources of omega-3 fats, here's where it gets a little more complicated and potentially confusing. There are different subtypes of omega-3 fats. Some types are more common in plants found on land, and others are commonly found in marine plants and animals. For example, walnuts are good sources of omega-3 fats. Walnuts contain alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA. This is a specific type of omega-3 fatty acid. However, fatty fish, like salmon, contain different types of omega-3 fats. Eicosapentaenoic acid, abbreviated EPA, and docosahexaenoic acid, abbreviated DHA. Plant sources of omega-3 fats don't have these specific subtypes, or if they do, the amount is really small. DHA is the most abundant type of omega-3 fatty acid found in the brain and is important in maintaining nerve cell structure and function. It's important we get enough of this type of omega-3 specifically for brain health. You asked about heart health. In terms of heart health, omega-3s, all of them in general, will help reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. Now, let's go back to the idea of plant-based omega-3s, like, let's say, walnuts. Walnuts contain other protective nutrients, such as antioxidants, vitamin E, carotenoids, and a variety of minerals. I also mentioned flax seeds. Flax seeds and even chia seeds are good sources of omega-3s, too. But again, flax seeds and chia don't come from the ocean and therefore are not great sources of EPA or DHA specifically, which we need for not only heart health, but brain health too. So there is another option. Fish are high in EPA and DHA because they feed on algae. So couldn't we consume algae or seaweed and get our EPA and DHA that way? Yes. The problem though is, consuming algae or seaweed regularly can be difficult to do. It's not something those of us in the U.S. are used to consuming as part of our everyday diets. And the other problem is, it's possible to consume too much of it. And since seaweed is also a decent source of iodine, we don't want to consume too much of it. Too much iodine can mess with our thyroid. The other issue is, we don't know how much is too much. How much seaweed should we be eating every day? or algae for that matter. We simply don't know. So the recommendation is to consider supplementing with algal oil. According to ConsumerLab.com, algal oil has fewer contaminants than fish oil, and it may be better absorbed by the body when compared to fish oils. The problem is, it may be more expensive than fish oil. Now, when it comes to dosing, how much algal oil do we need to supplement with to get enough EPA and DHA? Some sources suggest finding a supplement that contains 250 to 300 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA. If you and your doctor decide it's a good idea to supplement with algal oil, then try to find one that has been checked for quality and purity. So, look for one with a USP or NSF symbol on the packaging. This means the product has been tested by an independent organization for quality and purity. So the bottom line, Jessica, would be to probably find a vegan supplement that would contain EPA and DHA, and algal oil is usually the best of those. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And again, thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Jessica. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.